podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to High School Hoops with your hosts, Steve Collins and Jake Stager.
Everybody, welcome to High School Hoops episode. I have no idea. But before we jump into this podcast, Jake is going to be jumping. Jake's really busy right now. Jake's going to be jumping back in. We're going to try to get connected in the next week or so and do some great podcasts. But he hasn't gone anywhere. We're just trying to work our schedules, both of us with virtual teaching and all that kind of stuff. We're just trying to figure out everything that we can do to kind of make this work. Sorry about that. That's the pause when the dog walks into the studio. Anyway, before we do that, I'd like to give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market. I can tell you right now, by the time this goes up, I'll have had a call with the great people at Dr. Dish. We're talking about buying another Dr. Dish for, that's how much we believe in this. Thinking about buying another one and just talking to them about what a proper machine is for me. So that'd either be number three or we're going to trade in the other one. So go over and check those people out. Mention Coach Unplugged. They'll give you $350 off. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. It's going to lead into what we're going to talk about today. I've told my journey, my basketball journey about, you know, how I was the only applicant for the job at Madison Memorial and how they had like six winning seasons in like 40 years and how I had to come in with a plan. I had to come in with, you know, what were we going to do to build a winning basketball program? How are we going to turn a program that had not won before? And I'm going to share a couple of the ideas, a couple of the things, and I'll probably dive into this later too, again, as I kind of peel back this onion a little bit. But some of the key things is I had a philosophy and I had a plan. I'd have to think that it was almost 25, 30 pages long. It was a well-defined offense, defense, building a sustainable, successful basketball program. Everything. And I've said this on my podcast before. There was nothing I hadn't thought about and put into that plan. About how we were going to sit, what the kids were going to wear before games, how we were going to put them on the bus, what we were going to do basically every day of the 365 days of the year. I had it mapped out. I still have it. I think I put it in teachhoops.com, but it was everything you could possibly think about. And, so some of the things I think when you're building a program is you really got to think about, first of all, the community that you're moving in yourself to. So you have to find a great match. It's just like it's what I tell people. It's like getting married. You got to find the right match. You got to find the correct person or people. You got to find the right community. You got to find the right kids. You got to find the right parents. So it's coaches, school, community, players. All that has to be a perfect mix. And obviously I'm in Madison, Wisconsin. I remember Barry Alvarez, or I think it was Barry Alvarez, saying at one point, like, why would I leave Wisconsin? I came from Notre Dame. I built this. Why would I leave? You know, I spent the time. So I think when you're building it, you really have to think about the correct people. Is this the correct community for me? You know, it might not be the correct community for me to move to the panhandle in Florida. Cause maybe, you know, so you have to think about those specific things before you dive into it. That's the first thing. And then so number one is, you know, find the correct place, find the correct family and all those kind of things. The second thing is, like I said, you have to map it out. You have to have a 1-year plan, my plan was a 7-year plan. I thought we could be a state tournament team. We could do some of those things. It took 7 to 8 for us to win our first one. But I knew there were going to be some rough patches. I knew there was going to be some stretches where it's like, I was going to be talking to myself. And, you know, I think in 22, 23 years, I've lost 100 and some plus games and I lost 10% of those in the first season. So I think you have to think about a plan. What is it going to look like after? And I know a lot of coaches I've talked through teachhoops.com is, you know, you it's a little bit easier if you know, okay, this is going to be this year is going to be, here's what we're going to have to do in year one. Here's what we're going to have to do in year two. Here's what we're going to have to do in three. So I think you have to map those things out. And some of you are in your season right now. I get that, but you have to really be able to think it. So that's the first thing. Second thing is find a mentor. Find somebody you can lean on. Maybe it's your wife. Maybe it's your dog. Maybe it's another coach. But you have to find a mentor. You have to find someone that you can bounce ideas off of. Again, soft sell. But this is why I started teachhoops.com, because I wanted to be that mentor. I literally got up. I'm doing this Tuesday night. It's going up tomorrow. But I think I had 4 calls today. Most of them were new coaches or coaches that were trying to turn programs around. And some of it was X and O stuff, but I was talking to them about a lot of the stuff I'm talking to you about is like, this is how we do it. And it was on a Zoom call. It was a one-on-one call. It was me mentoring them because maybe they don't have a mentor in their community or they don't, whatever the reason is. So I think that's really important. So find the correct place, people, coaches, that kind of thing. Second thing is find a mentor, find somebody, maybe it's an X and O guy. Maybe it's a pastor, maybe it's somebody like that, but you have to find someone when things aren't going well that you can lean on. My coaches are my mentors in a lot of it. I respect them so much and all the stuff that they do. So that's the second thing. Third thing is you have to ask yourself. So you have to be a teacher first. You have to ask what's best for your players, and you have to spend time with them. And this is the hardest part about COVID for me right now is tonight I'll be having a call with my guys, but it's just not the same. Them making fun of my Yeezys is not the same virtually as it is in person. And you have to slice that piece of the pie out that connection will be there for you, because when you do play and there's a connection, it's a cliche, but it is a family, and you want to build that family atmosphere. You want to build that cohesion on and off the court. You also have to think big picture. This goes back to number two. You have to think big picture. You have to think program rather than wins. You have to think long-term rather than short-term. You have to remember it's a marathon and not a sprint. When you're building a basketball program, it is that. And once it gets moving, I'm going to tell you, once it gets moving in the right direction, it's a well-oiled machine. And that's what concerns me with us not playing this year is like, how is that community and that knowledge that's passed down from quote unquote generation to generation or player to player, we've lost it. You know, luckily we've only lost one season, but we've lost that kind of thing. And so that's coming for me. I've already started thinking about how am I going to build that community? How am I going to build those connections that maybe we're not going to have this year? So that's the next thing. And then probably one of the most important things, this is important in marriage, this is important with your kids, this is important in teaching, this is important in life, is you have to communicate. You have to communicate to the people, you have to communicate to the players, you have to communicate, because once you communicate and you tell the truth, so not getting political, but you tell the truth, then there's a sense of trust. There's like, I know that he's telling me the truth. I know what he's doing is in my best interest. So I think that's an important thing for really building a program and building long-term. And I'm going to tell you, I remember, you know, my first year we were 7-14, then we were 12-10, then we were 13-9, then we were 15-6, then we were 19. I mean, I can tell you all the records, and those are really nice, and they are great. The only reason I know those is because every one of those steps along the way, we were celebrating the success. We were celebrating the things that they were doing, because I wanted to show them that we could be a winning program. We could turn the tide. And I tell the teachhoops.com members that all the time. It's like, man, maybe a 12-10. I'm telling you, I've said this on numerous podcasts. One of my best coaching years was my second year. I've only had one losing season in my entire coaching career. That was that first year. We were 7-14 and we had we lost 10 games in a row, and it was horrible. But I'm going to tell you, either my 12 or 10 and my 13-9, which are the next two seasons, were probably some of my best coaching ever. I could feel the tide shifting. It was slow, but I could feel it shifting. And I knew that those were the times I had to put in. I had to celebrate those. I had to tell them that we were at a different level at that point. So again, this is just me free flowing here with things that I think are important in building a winning basketball program and a winning basketball team. I'll add to these, and we'll do another one with this when we get Jake back. But if you ever have any questions, if you're looking for a mentor, if you're looking to take your basketball coaching, some of you are just starting up. I know New York State just starting up. If your season's ending, if you're looking for that extra bit, what makes teachhoops.com different than a lot of other resources out there is it's the community, it's the one-on-one calls, obviously, we have all the resources you would ever want, and that's great. But it's more, man, if you get stuck or you want me to watch some film or those kind of things, that's why I love how close our community is. So if you want to go over and check it out, I'm going to tell you right now, too, if you're thinking about joining, you should join soon because prices are going up. Because I can't have 600 people in the community and me help all of them. So if you jump in, I'm going to tell you right now, if you jump in, your price will never go up. I have people paying $9.99 a month, and they've been around for you. That's what they're going to pay forever. I'm never going to increase your price on you. Once you're in at that community and that level, I'm going to keep you in at that point. As long as things are going the way they are. All right. And again, you can always email me if you have any questions, steve@teachhoops.com. And have a great Wednesday, everybody. Hopefully we'll get Jake back next week and we'll dive into some other stuff.
Sports Social Podcast Network.